Hello, and welcome to the Let's Talk Attachments podcast. My name is Jessica Da Silva, and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist and an attachment coach, helping adults end their unhealthy dating patterns and create stronger, secure relationships. Attachment theory gives us insight into how we currently experience love through understanding our earlier attachment dynamics. I created this podcast as a safe space to share stories and insights on different aspects of attachment so that you can better understand how this manifests in your own life. My only request is that you listen with an open heart and an open mind. So without further ado, let's get into it. Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode on how alcoholic parents can contribute to the development of your attachment style. So I know this isn't a pretty topic, and it can actually be quite triggering for a lot of people because as children of alcoholics, we tend to have a sense of loyalty to our parents, and we can be very protective of them. And when we see how their behaviors could, you know, perhaps cause a lot of damage to our lives, we can become quite defensive. But this topic is really, really important because, as we know, our attachment style is developed through, you know, how our caregivers attune to us and our needs. And addiction, whether that's addiction to alcohol, drugs, work, hobbies, relationships, passions, or just a lack of attunement due to issues with their mental or physical health, it can significantly impact the way they connect to and support their loved ones. And attunement just means, you know, the ability to respond with appropriate language and behaviors based on another person's emotional state. So when I talk to clients and we're assessing where their attachment patterns come from, sometimes they'll say, you know, I had a really good childhood. My parents, you know, they were really great. I just don't understand where I get these insecurities from or why I experience this relationship anxiety. And then they discover in session that their, you know, father's alcohol addiction, though he wasn't chaotic or abusive, he was emotionally absent when he got back from work. Or their mother's depression during early childhood caused, you know, my client to fear abandonment as mom wasn't fully present to their needs for many, many years. So there's so many factors that can contribute to the lack of attunement we experience, and I challenge you to think about where perhaps in your past, your caregivers, one or both, weren't attuned for a consistent basis, meaning, you know, your feelings and emotional needs were a bit or a lot neglected in some way. So for me, it was many things. My mom not only was the breadwinner of her home, but she also had my two younger sisters to take care of. So right there, she was really spread thin and couldn't attune to my emotional needs in the way that I desired. And of course, being an adult now, I have so much compassion and sympathy for her because she had so much on her plate, right? But back then, I didn't see it in that way. It really hurt. My mom also struggled with her own anxiety, so she coped with drinking in order to soothe herself. And with that drinking, she would often become a different person. And therefore, I couldn't rely on her. I couldn't rely that she would, you know, be that same mother that I knew, that same mother that I needed at times. My dad, on the other hand, was physically present growing up. However, emotionally, he was checked out. He also struggled with anxiety and I believe depression, looking back at it now, and he coped by smoking weed. So these substances, you know, although they're widely used around the world, studies show that they can most definitely impact our attunement to the people around us, which then impacts our attachment orientation, meaning the way that we relate to ourselves and others. So this information is not to shame you in any way. It's just to bring awareness into how behaviors associated with alcoholism can impact your relationships. Lastly, before we get into this little breakdown here, I wanted to point out that the way we form our concept of self, our concept of relationships and the world at large is greatly influenced by our earliest attachment figures, right? Your mom or dad or whoever raised you, whoever you spent a lot of time with. They are our mirrors. They are our models for the meaning that we give to everything in life. So the way that we behave as parents will get absorbed into our children's perceptions. So this information is to be taken seriously if we want to cultivate secure relationships with our loved ones, if we want our loved ones to see themselves in a secure way and see others and the world in a secure and safe way. And what studies show us is that these ways of relating and perceiving ourselves, others, and the world get carried into our adult life. So these belief systems or attachment styles, they don't just disappear the older we get. They very much become ingrained in our subconscious mind and in our nervous system, which is why we recreate similar scenarios from the past or we behave in similar ways. Maybe we also become addicts or cope in unhealthy and familiar ways, or we get into relationships with people that are emotionally absent or are also addicted to alcohol or drugs or work or anything that takes up a lot of their attention. So it's really interesting to see how these patterns tend to get recreated, right? Physically, our partners look different from our parents. They can be very different from our parents, but emotionally, they make us feel the same way. So beginning with the anxious attachment style, research shows that the inconsistency that alcoholic parents exhibit in terms of their behaviors and emotional availability can cause children to feel uncertain about when they will get their needs met, adding to the worry and the preoccupation they often experience. So maybe when your parents, right, one or both, aren't drinking, they're more attuned. But when they drink, their personality changes, or they're too busy partying, or, you know, they go out a lot, or they're just not as present to you. And this is happening enough times where you feel as though they, you know, just aren't really reliable. Alcoholic parents' unpredictability, such as, you know, this come here, go away behavior, can instill a fear of abandonment and rejection within children. I know this was really prevalent in our household where on the weekends, you know, my parents' friends would come over and they would kind of shoo us away. And so we weren't allowed to be around. But when they wanted entertainment or they wanted to take pictures or they wanted, for us to meet their own needs in some way, they'd have us come around. Or it could be that when mom and dad are coping with alcohol, you know, after a long day of work, for instance, they just don't want us to be around in general. So in turn, it makes you feel unwanted. It makes you feel uncertain about their feelings about you. Because again, sometimes they want you there and other times they don't. So you can see how this particular dynamic gets translated in future anxious avoidant relationships, because it's very much this come here, go away relationship style. Children will often cultivate a strong sense of loyalty to their alcoholic parent, even if the parent, if the relationship is painful. So you can imagine how this gets translated into adult toxic relationships, knowing that the relationship is unhealthy, yet you stay in it because you feel a sense of loyalty and obligation to being with and taking care of this person. Children may develop hypervigilance, always on edge and anticipating problems or worst case scenarios. Children may get parentified, taking on the role of caregiver and being overburdened by responsibility. So this is where they learn to neglect their own needs to meet the needs of others. In working with clients, we heavily focus on, you know, dismantling these roles learned in childhood. And though being responsible comes very naturally for a lot of, you know, my anxious clients, they practice being more mindful with letting go of control, prioritizing their needs more, allowing others to take responsibility for their own lives and obligations, which can be really hard, prioritizing self-care and setting healthy boundaries, which is so important for, you know, reconnecting back to themselves and releasing a lot of that unnecessary weight that they tend to carry. Children of alcoholic parents might also struggle to trust others due to unreliability that they experienced growing up. They might exhibit heightened emotional reactions to situations stemming from the emotional turmoil experienced at home. So their dysregulated nervous system gets carried into adulthood, which, you know, causes them to become very reactive and perhaps behave or say things that, you know, can be very damaging to the relationship. Children of alcoholic parents may engage in people-pleasing behaviors to appease their burdened parents and receive some form of attention, love, and care. And this is where they become, again, very disconnected from who they authentically are and what they want. So much of the work I do with people who have an anxious attachment style, regardless of where they develop these ways of relating, is learning to cultivate that relationship with self so that they feel more confident and secure in their relationships with others. Studies also show that alcoholic parents can influence development of dismissive avoidant attachment style. So an alcoholic parent's emotional unavailability can cause their children to feel neglected or unsupported, which contributes to their beliefs about themselves and relationships in general. So often avoidance, you know, they believe, you know, I'm going to be neglected. My needs aren't important. I can't count on anyone. No one really understands me. And this often comes from feeling very alone and unsupported growing up. Inconsistencies and unpredictability in parents' behaviors when drinking can lead children to rely on themselves for comfort and support. So this is why they heavily rely on themselves to meet their needs and feel, unsafe relying on others. Children may emotionally suppress, deny, and avoid deeper connections as ways to cope with stress. Lack of safety or stability causes children to keep their distance or withdraw to protect themselves from getting hurt. Children might take on adult roles to compensate for their parents' neglect or instability, leading them to suppress their emotional needs and become very self-sufficient. To avoid being a burden on their parents, children may suppress their emotions and needs. Children may struggle to recognize their emotions or needs as it wasn't, you know, encouraged or modeled, which is why they have such a hard time identifying their feelings and communicating it with their loved ones. And due to these experiences, you know, that result from alcoholic parents, they tend to view intimacy and dependency to be unsafe. So much of the work I do with those who have a dismissive avoidant attachment style is really reshaping their belief systems around love and, you know, depending on others in a healthy way, learning to identify their feelings and needs, really learning how to communicate that to their loved ones, and creating safety within their relationships. Studies also show that alcoholic parents can influence development of fearful avoidant attachment style. So the unstable home environment that alcoholic parents provide in these situations causes children to feel unsafe and insecure. Children often feel conflicted as they have two contradictory views of their alcoholic parents, right? Their parents are either quote unquote good or bad because that really was the case for them, right? Sometimes their caregiver was kind and loving, and other times they were mean and hurtful. So they develop this black and white thinking that fuels their hypervigilance and this kind of like distorted perception of self, others, and the world, right? So they in turn view the world in this way, right? You're either good or bad. You're either a friend or an enemy. You are either safe or unsafe. So you can see why fearful avoidance might isolate a lot or be very rigid in terms of their judgments or, you know, who they allow into their life. There's not a lot of room for trust or flexibility or forgiveness because they're so on guard. Something that I see a lot with fearful avoidance and that I experienced a lot in the past was kind of seeing my partner as the enemy, right? Anytime they didn't meet a need or anytime they, were in a mood or just weren't that person that I had depended on, right? I would instantly kind of see them as, okay, now you're the enemy. And I see this a lot with my clients too. So this comes from this distorted perception of this all or nothing thinking, this black and white thinking. Also, parents chaotic and erratic behaviors cause children to be in a state of fight, flight, or freeze on a more consistent basis. They may feel obligated and responsible to take care of their alcoholic parent or assume adult roles to compensate for their parents' neglect, right? So they may be very mature for their age, very responsible for their age. In moments of peace, children may believe that, you know, the shoe's going to drop at any point due to the consistent ups and downs that they experienced in their home environment. I see this thinking a lot with my fearful avoiding clients. So they have, you know, a really hard time experiencing joy or good moments because they're anticipating something terrible to happen that will take away these good feelings from them. Children often develop a negative concept of self and others as they can't trust their attachment figures. And through these experiences, they believe that they are undeserving or unworthy of love. Alcoholic parents' behaviors may cause emotional, you know, trauma in children due to different forms of abuse. Maybe they were physically abusive. Maybe they were verbally abusive, emotionally abusive, saying really terrible things, maybe sexually abusive. And this leads to an inherent fear of intimacy or emotional connection. And also, again, low self-esteem and a negative concept of self. Children often experience a lot of guilt, shame, and isolation from these unstable home environments. They often feel very different than others, which adds a lot to their loneliness that they experience. So in working with fearful avoidant clients, so much of the work we do is dismantling these belief systems and these cognitive distortions, cultivating supportive thinking patterns, and developing that secure relationship with themselves, which in turn gets mirrored into all relationships in their life, right? It first starts with healing that relationship to yourself. So if you relate to any of these experiences, understanding the root cause of why you think, feel, and behave the way you do is the first step. That self-awareness piece is so crucial so that you can begin separating yourself from this identity that you've carried throughout your entire life. Also, challenging those distorted belief systems, learning healthy relationship skills that obviously were not modeled to you growing up, setting boundaries, prioritizing self-care, are all steps that you can take to shift these patterns from your past. So just know that cultivating a secure attachment style is possible for you, and it just requires the right effort and, of course, self-compassion for your unique process. And if you are looking for support on how to shift your attachment patterns and create a healthier relationship to yourself, first and foremost, and with others, you can learn about coaching with me one-on-one via the link in my show notes. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. If you enjoyed it, please rate it or leave a comment. Hearing your feedback just motivates me to create more content for you guys. I appreciate you so much, and I will catch you on the next episode.